This is a rare gathering of Pakistan's top religious leaders representing all schools of thought. At the end of a day-long conference in the capital Islamabad, they have formed a new Islamic front named National Unity Council to create religious and sectarian harmony among different communities. Organizers say in the face of an onslaught from secular forces and a Western cultural invasion, it is necessary to protect the Islamic ideology of Pakistan.
The basic objective and purpose of this meeting was to create a homogeneous atmosphere in the country, and in order to bring the different Islamic communities together, belonging to Shia and Sunnah and different factions of Shia and Sunnah together.
In recent months, Pakistan has been in the grip of sectarian violence, with thousands killed in different parts of the country. The participants of the conference have called for exposing real hands behind the killings in Pakistan.
I don't think that sectarianism is a real reason behind these killings in Pakistan. There are certain hidden elements which are creating this divide, and no one has the courage to expose those elements.
Some of the religious leaders have pointed fingers at the Western forces, including the United States, for creating sectarian divide in the country.
There is no Shia-Sunni conflict in Pakistan. Whenever people are killed in the name of religion, all the investigations lead to the involvement of secret agencies of the United States.
The joint declaration issued after the conference has suggested a number of steps to promote unity among various sects.
The establishment of an Islamic alliance is being hailed as a step in the right direction to fight out sectarianism in Pakistan. But experts believe that the success of this new grouping depends on how it will implement its agenda. Kamran Yusuf, Press TV, Islamabad.